I am puzzled and baffled to translate. The Nabi of Allah acknowledged him, complimented him, and praised him, and he said, إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْفَضْلَ لِأَهْلِ الْفَضْلِ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ. Those who know Arabic will know what it means. إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْفَضْلَ لِأَهْلِ الْفَضْلِ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ. It is people of wisdom that can understand the merit of seniority and proximity. Meaning, Abu Bakr, my hat off for you. I didn't gesture, I didn't whisper, I didn't hint, I didn't make any sign. But you understood the moment, respected the protocol, and you tapped into what my thoughts were, and you did it exactly. Today's youth don't listen to explicit messages. Abu Bakr tapped into the feelings of the Nabi of Allah, and he did it before my Nabi could verbalize it. And I say to the students often, if your passion is to serve, Allah will inspire you how to serve, when to serve. By Allah, Allah has showed me this. If you want to serve someone, Allah will put it in your heart what to do at which time. But if you don't want to do, your mom will call, the scholars will call, the pious will call, and it will fly past you. The Nabi of Allah said, leave my Abu Bakr alone. He responded. Another narration. The narration is in Hilya Abu Nu'aym in Fada'il al-Sahaba. Look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. That this is the beauty of Sahaba. You know, when you study the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim and the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, you don't know where to come out more impressed. Must you come out singing the praises of Hajar? Or must you come out saluting your head at the awesome behavior of Ismail alayhi salam? Or must you nod your head and say, what a great father Ibrahim. It's just this triangle that makes them the awesome family. No one less than the other. Each one in his own way. My word, just amazing. And then we tell people name after Sahaba. And then but tell us another name. Tell us another name. No, my brother, you know what? Don't ask me, please, man. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear that. By Allah, I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me I don't want a Sahabi's name, or give me another name. Really, Allah, my ears cannot bear that, my Allah. You don't want a Sahabi's name? What's the implications? I need something charming. I need something, you know what, that gels with the ears. And something that can be very well anglicized and blended also. Yes. So I can play dual game. So somebody came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and they said, مَا رَأَيْنَا أَقْضَى بِالْحَقِّ مِنْكَ وَلَا أَشَدَّ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ مِنْكَ فَأَنْتَ خَيْرٌ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Sayyidina Umar, people are raving and people are trumpeting and people are praising Abu Bakr, but we've studied you, we've watched you in length and line, we've watched you in khalwat and jalwat, we've watched you in seclusion and public. By Allah, you surpass Abu Bakr light years. Unfortunately, today there are many elements that create these type of fitnas. Sayyidina Auf ibn Malik was present. He said, you people are all liars. Umar is not the greatest person after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said, after the Nabi of Allah, Umar, you're the best. Auf ibn Malik said, before Umar tell you, I'm telling you, Umar is not the best. So Sayyidina Umar said, then Auf explained to them who's the best. He said, Ra'ayna Aba Bakrin khayram min Rasulillah. We seen Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And by Allah, Abu Bakr is better than Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar stood up. He patted him. If somebody has to elevate someone else over me, Allah forgive what I will do with that man. Sayyidina Umar. In Umar acknowledging the greatness of Abu Bakr, it only shows how great Umar was. It only shows how great Umar was. It doesn't make any less of you, it only makes greater of you. They say a conceited person is one whose head expands but his brain shrinks. His head is expanding but his brain is shrinking. And that's the what a world are we living in? We are living in a world. Ij'alni ala khaza'inil ard. Inni hafidhun alim. Ij'alni. Listen, make me in charge. Listen, follow me. Salute me. Honor me. Revere me. Associate with me. I am the man. I know it all. This is the slogan of every person. Sayyidina Umar said, Abu Bakrin atyabu min rihil misk wa ana adallu min ba'iri ahli. Abu Bakr is more fragrant than musk. You can compare me to the camel of the house and then decide which of the two of us are better. That's what Sayyidina Umar said. Another narration, I'll wrap it up, just running you through the khulafa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had appointed few people as spies. But you will be alarmed, you will be puzzled, you will be perplexed to know that these people that Umar had appointed, they had to report back to him, not on people who spoke negative. That was a free market, you could speak bad. But if anybody spoke good about Umar, they were apprehended. This is what I often say, we've digressed from the lives of Sahaba so much. We are still at the crossroads of digesting the theory, leave alone executing the reality. We've digressed from the lives of Sahaba so much, we've missed the exit turn so far. We're still debating, can humans live a life like this? Is it humanly possible? كَانَ لِعُمَرْ عُيُونٌ عَلَى النَّاسِ. The narration of Hayatul Sahaba. These people were appointed, what? If you hear anybody talking good about, bring them here. What rights have they got to sit and sing my praises? That's not what they are here for. Don't come waste your time praising me. فَأَخْبَرُوهُ أَنَّ نَاسًا فَضَّلُوهُ عَلَى أَبِي بَكْرٍ. He said, Umar, there is a group here and they call themselves pro Abu Bakr. These are my words. Pro Abu Bakr. Or pro Umar. They said that Umar is ahead of Abu Bakr. When Sayyidina Umar summoned them, you see the words. I cried. I said, Umar, may Allah give you everything. He said, Ya sharra qawmin, Ya mufsid al-hisan, O you evil mongers, O you fitna makers, O you disrupting the society. They said, Ma sha'anuna ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ma sha'anuna ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Umar, but what did we do to you? What did we? Lima farraqtum bayni wa bayna Abi Bakrin. Why are you trying to create dissension between me and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Walladhi nafsi biyadi lawadittu anni min al-jannah haythu ara fiha Aba Bakrin madd al-basar. You know, I just hope I can make it into Jannah and I will be satisfied if my Allah gives me an abode at a place that from a distance I can just glance at the house of Abu Bakr. I'm happy with that also. I will be happy if my Allah gives me entry into Jannah. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ أَرَى فِيهَا مَنْزِلَ أَبَا بَكْرِ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. Then he said, the greatest person in this ummah after the Nabi of Allah is Abu Bakr. فَمَنْ قَالَ غَيْرَ مَقَالِي هَذَا فَهُوَ مُفْتَرٍ وَعَلَيْهِ مَا عَلَى الْمُفْتَرِينَ. After the Nabi of Allah, the greatest person is Abu Bakr. And anybody who differs from my verdict, this is not Abu Bakr saying it. This is not Umar himself is saying it. And this is what made Sahaba Sahaba, that each one understood their rank and they gave that position. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, I spoke so many virtues just to go in sequence. Sayyidina Umar's virtues are so many. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu appointed him, لما قضى صديق أحمد نحبه دفع الخلافة للإمام الثاني أعني به الفاروق عنوة بالسيف بين الكفر والإيمان هو أظهر الإسلام بعد خفائه ومحى الظلام وباح بالكتمان ومضى وخلى الأمر شورى بينهم في الأمر فاجتمعوا على عثمان من كان يسهر ليلة في ركعة وترا فيكمل ختمة القرآن والويل للركب الذين سعوا إلى عثمان فاجتمعوا على العصيان ويل لمن قتل الحسين فإنه قد باء من مولاه بالخسران. لما قضى صديق أحمد نحبه, when Abu Bakr ended his reign, دفع الخلافة للإمام الثاني. He told Umar, taking charge and I'm going. Somebody said, Abu Bakr, you making Umar in charge. What you'll tell Allah? So Abu Bakr said, أَبِاللَّهِ تُخَوِّفُونَنِي. Oh man. أَبِاللَّهِ تُخَوِّفُونَنِي. Are you teaching me how to fear Allah? Are you telling me how I'll face Allah? You telling me? The Nabi of Allah said, if I don't know how to fear Allah, nobody knows it. أَبِاللَّهِ تُخَوِّفُونَنِي. And they said it because they said that he was stern in your presence. Imagine when he's got free reins, how stern he'll be. So he said, you're asking me what I'll tell Allah? I'll tell Allah, I have put the noblest of your creation in charge. If he lives up to justice, then that's my hopes. And if he defaults from my vision, then Allah knows my intentions were clean. Wow. Simple. If he lives up to expectation, then that's what we are optimistic. And if he does not live up and he doesn't deliver, فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُ فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُ. I had no nepotism in passing my verdict. I had no sinister agenda. I had no personal relations. And he went on. And when Sayyidina Umar came into the driving seat, he made an amazing proclamation. He said, Umar, you have tired your successor before entering office also. Wow. What did he say? You have tired your successor. I haven't even started and I'm tired. The legacy you've left behind. لَقَدْ أَتْعَبْتَ مَنْ بَعْدَكَ لَقَدْ أَتْعَبْتَ مَنْ يُفْتَى. Where do I start? And what a life Sayyidina Umar loved. He's returning from Syria. There's an old lady on the outskirts there of Syria. He asked her, you know Umar? She said, may Allah destroy him wherever he is. He said, sister, why you curse the man? She said that he's never helped me since he's come into power. He said, obviously she knowing not, she's conversing with him. The man is in Medina, in the seat of Khilafat. How does he keep himself abreast with what's happening on the remote borders of Syria? She said, simple, if he doesn't keep himself abreast, he's not deserving of the post. If he doesn't keep himself abreast, he's not deserving of the post. It hits home. Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Medina, prepares everything, comes and gives it back. She says, you deserve to be the Khalifa. He says, no problem, I'm happy, you are happy, and he moves on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr was about to pass away, he's writing it. Look at each Khalifa after the other. So he told Sayyidina Uthman, write. I am making the next person in charge after me. Sayyidina Uthman is writing. And at that critical, sensitive moment of dictating the name of the next Khalifa, Umar radiallahu anhu falls unconscious. What an ideal opportunity of exploitation and infiltration and to sit and manipulate the text. Sayyidina Uthman is holding the pen. It's been dictated. He's writing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, right, after my demise, the person to be in charge will be, and at that point he falls off to sleep. Allahu Akbar. You know, for us, we would shut the cameras off, the bell, do whatever we need to do, and turn and twist and cut and paste and do everything. Sayyidina Umar, right, Sayyidina Uthman completes it from himself. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr gets up, gains his consciousness, he said, we were writing, let's just complete that paragraph, where were we? He said, you wrote, and I concluded, and I completed. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, and what did you write? He said, I wrote the obvious, after you can only be Umar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I wish there was this broadness of heart in our organizations. I wish there was this generous of soul and spirit in our activities. Listen, you know what? We need the cause to happen, the work to be achieved. We don't need names to be taken. Let the wheel turn, let the good happen. Today we are comparing on the strength of who helps the poor more. You know, using that as a medium of judging. Who's given more, who's given less. We're comparing against these things. These are not grounds to measure. These are not grounds to compare or challenge. So he said, مُنْشَرِحَ الصَّدْرِ كَتَبْتَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَكْتُبَ إِسْمَهُ. You have written the name of the man I intended dictating. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ كَتَبْتَ نَفْسَكْ كُنْتَ لَهَا أَهْلًا. And honestly, Uthman, if you wrote yourself, you were equally deserving. He wrote it for Umar, so Allah gave it to him after Umar. Not that he wanted it. But this is the system of Allah. When a good proposal comes and I will refer that to my brother's daughter, Allah will send good proposals to my daughter. This is the system of Allah. But when I will try and cut the wings of others and cut others in their tracks, Allah will divinely arrange for them and I will be the means of my own deprivation. Then came to Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. Who was this great giant Uthman radiyallahu anhu? His name gives off modesty. His thought gives off knowledge. His vision gives off gentleness. The man, when he wedded his first wife, Su'da was his aunt. So she was a great poet. She praised him and she said, أَبْشِرْ وَحُيِّيْتَ ثَلَاثًا وِتْرًا ثُمَّ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثًا أُخْرًا ثُمَّ بِأُخْرَى لِكَيْ تُتِمَّ عَشْرًا لَقِيْتَ خَيْرًا وَوُقِيْتَ شَرًّا نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا وَأَنْتَ بِكْرٌ وَلَقِيْتَ بِكْرًا. Abshir, congratulations Uthman. Huyit, I love Arabic poetry. So, you know, forgive me if it's boring you. I was gone now recently to Qatar for some programs. So because it was an Arabic country, so I gave one talk on poetry only. And mashallah, it was received very well. And I enjoyed it myself because like I was now talking and somebody was listening. Not that you're not listening, don't get me wrong here. But maybe somebody was relating to me. So it was, you know, I was feeling it nice. It's a language of its own. It's a feel of its own. It's a beauty of its own. It just has its own beauty in it. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, because poetry is not good for ulama, I only learned 10,000 poems. Imam Shafi said, لَوْلَ الشِّعْرُ بِالْعُلَمَاءِ يُزْرِي لَكُنْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَشْعَرْ مِنْ لَبِيدِ. لَوْلَ الشِّعْرُ بِالْعُلَمَاءِ يُزْرِي لَكُنْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَشْعَرْ مِنْ لَبِيدِ. When he was passing away, he sang that qasida, حَبِيبِي أَنْتَ سُؤْلِي وَبُغْيَتِي كَفَى بِكَ لِلْرَاجِينَ سُؤْلًا وَمَغْنَمًا أَلَسْتَ الَّذِي غَذَّيْتَنِي وَهَدَيْتَنِي وَلَا زِلْتَ مَنَّانًا عَلَيَّ وَمُنْعِمًا عَسَى مَنْ لَهُ الْإِحْسَانُ يَغْفِرُ زَلَّتِي وَيَسْتُرُ أَوْزَارِي وَمَا قَدْ تَقَدَّمَا تَعَاظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَأَقْبَلْتُ خَاشِعًا وَلَوْلَا الرِّضَى مَا كُنْتَ يَا رَبِّ مُنْعِمًا فَإِنْ تَعْفُ عَنِّي تعفو عن متمرد ظلوم غشوم لا يزايل مأثما وإن تنتقم مني فلست بآيس ولو أدخلوا نفسي بجرمي جهنما فجرمي عظيم من قديم وحادث وعفوك يأتي العبد أعلى وأجسما حوالي فضل الله من كل جانب ونور من الرحمن يفترش السماء وفي القلب إشراق المحب بوصله إذا قارب البشرى وجاز إلى الحما حوالي إناس من الله وحده يطالعني في ظلمة القبر أنجما أصون ودادي أن يدنسه الهوى وأحفظ عهد الحب أن يتثلما ففي يقظتي شوق وفي غفوتي منى تلاحق خطوى نشوة وترنما ومن يعتصم بالله يسلم من الورى ومن يرجه هيهات أن يتندما. If only you knew the meaning of this, my brother, you would have challenged me to translate it, but don't do that. It's something else. It's something else. Tried and tested, enjoyed and relished. Ya Rabbana. What were we saying? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Uthman radiyallahu anhu, the great person. So his aunt Su'da sings these couplets. Huyyit, you are greeted. Thalathan, three times. Witran odd. Thumma thalathan witra. Then another three times. Thumma thalathan, then another three times. Thumma bi ukhra lika itutimma ashra. Make it one more, then you got it 10. These are the poetry. لقيت خيرا ووقيت شرا. Allah gave you good, Allah saved you from evil. نكحت والله حصانا زهرا. You got married to a beautiful woman. وأنت بكر ولقيت بكرا. You were unmarried, she was unmarried, nothing better. His aunt then told him, Ya Uthman, Ya Uthman, لك الجمال والشان. هذا النبي معه البرهان. Uthman, you're a great man, you're an intelligent man. You can't be delaying in accepting Islam. I said, my aunt, what are you telling me? I said, yes, the Nabi has come, take his message. Just then I met Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And at the hands of Abu Bakr, I reverted to Islam. And then the aunt sang the next couplet when he wedded Ruqayya radiallahu anha. وَأَنْكَحَهُ الْمَبْعُوثُ إِحْدَى بَنَاتِهِ وَأَنْكَحَهُ الْمَبْعُوثُ إِحْدَى بَنَاتِهِ فَكَانَكَ بَدْرٍ مَا زَجَ الشَّمْسَ فِي الْأُفُقِ. Oh my word. And the Nabi wedded him to his daughter Ruqayya. It was almost like the sun and the moon meeting on a common horizon. Oh my word. Oh my word. And you want to accuse Uthman? فَكَانَكَ بَدْرٍ فَكَانَكَ بَدْرٍ مَا زَجَ الشَّمْسَ فِي الْأُفُقِ. When Sayyidina Uthman was surrounded by his house and the rebels denied him entry, he said, give me water. Abdullah ibn Salam gave the historical khutbah outside the house. He said, kill a Nabi, minimum 70,000 lives are gone. Kill the Khalifa of a Nabi, minimum 35,000 lives are gone. You are interfering with a great man, allow him a free passage. But to no avail, to no avail. They deny him water. His wife Na'ilah radiallahu anha was with him that night, a great woman, a great woman. She was a very modest woman. After the demise of Uthman, in warding off the rebels, she lost her fingers. In warding off the rebels, she lost her fingers. Today, Allah forgive without generalizing, some woman won't want to lose her mendi properly. Yeah, no, I finished change. Okay. Na'ilah lost her fingers. She received proposals from Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the man who was the scribe of revelation and who had the economic muscle. She proposed to her. She said, after wedding Uthman, I won't able to be intimate with any other man. La yaq'udu minni maq'ada Uthman ahad. I'm sorry, no offense. I won't able to get close in intimacy with another man after wedding Sayyidina Uthman. That night he seen the Nabi of Allah in a dream. And the Nabi of Allah didn't come with a vessel or a cup. He came, ma'ahu dalwun min my bucket of water. And he said, ishrab ya Uthman, Uthman drink. And I drank. I said, oh Nabi of Allah, I'm done. The Nabi of Allah said, I'm in no hurry. Take your time and drink. Take your time. I don't know if the drink was great or the person giving the drink was greater than the drink or the combination of the two. And he drank and he drank and he was satiated and his thirst was quenched. The Nabi of Allah said, listen, tomorrow the rebels are going to intensify. I'm spelling out the sequence of events and painting tomorrow's reality before you today. إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ سَيَكْثِرُونَ عَلَيْكَ. Brace yourself for a ferocious attack tomorrow morning. فَإِنْ قَاتَلْتَهُمْ زَفِرْ. If you engage, mobilize and challenge, victory is yours. But if you persevere, myself, Abu Bakr and Umar are waiting for iftar with you. وَإِنْ صَبَرْتْ أَفْتَرْتَ عِنْدَنَا. وَإِنْ صَبَرْتْ أَفْتَرْتَ عِنْدَنَا. مَنْ كَانَ يَسْهُرُ لَيْلَةً فِي رَكْعَةٍ وِتْرًا فَيُكَمِّلُ خَتْمَةَ الْقُرْآنِ. The poet said, Uthman was the man who completed the Quran in one rak'at. In one rak'at. Leave all the other accolades of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, who completed the Quran in one rak'at. And then you want to still speak and revile and make comments against Sayyidina Uthman. And thereafter, without doubt, is the lofty rank and the status of Sayyidina Ali كَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ. Oh, the knowledge that Allah had given Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, it is mind-boggling. I have spoken dedicated lectures on the wisdom of Sayyidina Ali. How often Sayyidina Umar said, لَوْلَا عَلِيٌّ لَهَلَكَ عُمَرْ. If it wasn't for Ali, Umar would be destroyed. The Nabi of Allah said, I love Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. And he said, the house of Ali will be in front of my house in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the true love of Sahaba. The true instill within us, اعتقاد محبتهم وموالاتهم. To passionately promote the love of Sahaba. My brothers, this is something serious. This is something critical. This is something that we, you know, you don't even, and this is serious, we don't even joke with this. I'll leave you with this last narration. A person came to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He said, you ulama, ya ma'shar al-qurra. Now he's a sahabi and he's an alim. You ulama, there are three things wrong with you people. Number one, ajbanu minna. You people are cowards. Number two, abkhal idha su'iltum. You are misers. And number three, أَعْظَمُ لُكْمًا إِذَا أَكَلْتُمْ. You have a bigger appetite than me. You can say it about me. You can say it about me. Although I don't think I'm that bad. In case, you know, the sisters start getting other thoughts. I told you about the gentleman who went to the doctor and he had a reflux problem. And the doctor said, you know what, you're obese. You've got to start with your obesity first. And nowadays they say you have to be euphemistic. You mustn't call somebody fat, you must say obesity. You must be diplomatic in the choice of words. So he said, doc said you are obese. He said, no, doc, obesity runs in our family. So the doctor said, obesity don't run in your family, my friend. Nobody runs in your family. You don't ever accuse a sahabi, my brother. And really speaking, a wrong is a wrong. But is that the only thing you could see in that great scholar? You couldn't see the knowledge Allah gave him? And I'm not condoning any wrong. We need to eat well, we need to exercise well, we need to measure well, we need to have everything in moderation and balance. But let's not be like that animal that wherever it goes, its search is only for dirt and filth. And I don't have to tell you, and you can understand the connotations. Put that animal in the best of gardens. It's not there to enjoy the beautiful fragrance of the flowers. It's not there to recline in the beautiful sun. It's searching for filth in the most beautiful of gardens. Let it not be that we're driven by filth, we're driven by evil, we're driven by malice, we're driven by evil nature, that even in good we only search for evil. So he made these three remarks to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu left him and he moved on. Umar radiallahu anhu got wind of this. Umar radiallahu anhu went to Abu Darda. He said, this man made these remarks. So Abu Darda said, yes. To be honest, the man made it. Allahumma ghafran. I said, by Allah, what are we going to do? People are like that. Allah forgive them. These are the words of Allah forgive them. Kullu ma yaqul na'khudh bihi. Umar, we can't take people to task for everything they utter. But that's not going to go down with Umar. When people walk in, somebody is walking, Sayyidina Umar used to ask him, you sick? He says, no, he's to flog him. Come walk, man, walk, man. We don't want people, we need some action, we need some direction, and we need some movement. Sayyidina Umar. But he kept people like that, and he was also kept on the same. He wasn't above the law. You see, you can be like this, but you mustn't be above the law. He said, people, if I deviate, what will you do? They said, we'll straighten you with your own sword. He said, Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل في أمة محمد من يقوم إعجاج عمر بسيف عمر. Allah, I'm grateful you've created people in the ummah of your Nabi who straightened Umar with his own sword. That's what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said. He wasn't above the law. Now I want to tell others, but I'm not living up to it myself. This is the problem. Sayyidina Umar caught him. خَنَقَهُ وَقَادَهُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Took him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, this man is insulting the ulama and he's attacking and reviling the sahaba.
وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ
Listen to this, brothers. This is serious. Whenever I receive WhatsApp messages or SMS messages, I tell the brothers straight. This is not the way. Once God was giving out brains. You don't play with this, my brother. These are not jokes. Once, you know what? This was happening. Do you know? You know who's Adam alayhi salam's mother-in-law? And who's this one? These are not jokes, my brothers. These are not things you play with. I tell you what the Quran says when you play with things like this here. Whether light-hearted or jest, these are not things. Deen is sacred. Understand the sanctity of deen. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ When you ask them, why did you say this?
لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ
They said, no, we were just joking about the Sahaba. We were just passing comments. It was all in light-heartedness. The Quran says,
قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ
They say we're only making jokes. Ask them, you joke with Allah? You joke with Islam? You joke with the scholars? You joke with the hijab of my sister? You call my sister derogatory words? You mock the beard? And I've said it in many of my talks that I can still live with Thomas and Peter and John laughing at my beard. But when Muhammad and Qasim laughs at my beard, read your kalima again, my brother. Ask them, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Allah is Nabi, you mock? لا تعتذروا We don't want to hear your excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ Your kufr is loud. Jalalain says, قَدْ ظَهَرَ كُفْرُكُمْ Your inner disbelief is apparent. So these are serious things, brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. I leave you with a last message, and each one can apply himself and take something from here. Great things have been said, not my words, the words of Quran and Sunnah and Sahaba. I didn't realize I'm close on to a 2-hour mark here, but whatever Allah put in my mind, I said it, and I pray. I honestly pray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often I get positive feedback and I just tear in my duas that somebody will listen and it will effect some change in someone's life. And hopefully Allah will forgive me the day I meet my Allah. Because I have nothing to face Allah. And I have nothing to meet Allah. And my vessel is empty. My container is dry. But I hope and I pray that our 2 hours that you have heard and I have spoken. And whatever we've said about these great people who are beloved to Allah. Allah will use that as a source of forgiving me and you inshallah. When Sayyidina Uthman was assassinated. And it was a painful moment. And it was an emotional moment. Humayd radiallahu anhu was there. And he said, Allah, I have lived to see a very painful day in my life. I vow to you, now that I have seen this. Allahumma inna laka alayya alla af'al wala af'al wala adhaku hatta alqaak. Allah, I have effected one change in my life. And that is, I promise I will live my life seriously and I will never ever laugh till the day I die. I had to live to see Uthman being killed, Allah. This will be indelible. It will be permanent. I won't able to reduce this from my mind. And I vow to you, Allah. A Sahabi was a Jannati. He was a Badri. Abu Humayd was a Badri. He had all the accolades. But he effected and made this vow. You make the vow with your Allah. Let me make my vow with my Allah. But don't stand up from this gathering without vowing with Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu wa alaniyatuhu wa sirruh. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Oh my beloved Allah Oh my loving Allah What a time are we living in Allah Allah the noble personalities Those who stood with your Nabi in the early hours Allah
those who were there when the Malaika came down in Badr, Allah. Those who were there in Hunayn, my Allah. Those who were there in Khandaq when nobody could stand up and Huzaifa stood up, Allah, in the cold, Allah. When Ammar was dragged on the streets and Khubayb radiallahu anhu's back and flesh was extinguished in the fire. Allah, the Ummah has stooped so low. Allah, the Ummah has stooped so low that it cannot even acknowledge these personalities. Allah, you reinstall and reinstate within us the love of Sahaba, Allah. Allah, you revive within us the likes of Sahaba. Create in our ranks the modesty of Uthman, Allah. The gentleness of Uthman. The love for your deen of Umar, O Allah. The honesty of Abu Bakr. The knowledge of Ali radiallahu anhu. The faqahat of Aisha radiallahu anha. The modesty of Fatima radiallahu anha. Allah, you guide our youth, Allah. Allah, you protect our youth, Allah. Allah, you protect our youth, Allah. Allah, you bring respect in the lives of our youth, Allah. Allah, let them respect their parents and seniors, Allah. Allah, let them respect the aslaf, Allah. Allah, you reward the a'immah mujtahideen, reward the aslaf, reward all those via whom this beautiful deen has come to us, Allah. Allah, as we enter into the blessed months and we draw close to the sacred and the noble month, let us welcome and receive this guest with the correct zeal and enthusiasm, O Allah. Allah, make us amongst those fortunate people to die close to the Sahaba, to be buried around the Sahaba. Allah, let us not die where we stand up on the day of Qiyamah. Criminals and wicked people are standing up around us, Allah. Let us die and stand up around Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abu Bakr and Umar, Allah. Let us be amongst the people of Baqi to be amongst the first to receive the intercession of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, instill within our youth the zeal of the youth of Sahaba, Allah. Allah, instill within the zeal of the woman of Sahaba, Allah. Allah, you accept our little get together here today, O Allah. Allah, and you put an end to this fitna and all the other fitnas, O Allah. Allah, you ease in the plight of the Muslims in Syria in particular, O Allah. O Allah, how much more will the butchers drink the milk, the blood of the Summa, O Allah. O Allah, the earth is screaming. O Allah, the walls are crying. O Allah, the earth is wailing, O Allah. Surely it's not outside your plan, Allah. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. We read this ayah, we take solace from this ayah. وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ. You are not oblivious, you are not heedless, but your respite and your clemency is being interpreted by others, Allah, that you are unmindful, Allah. Allah, they are misinterpreting it. We know very well your plan is on track, Allah. Allah, nobody can compel you. Nobody can pressurize you. La yus'alu amma yaf'al. You are at liberty and you execute as you know best, Allah. Allah, we ask you to show these eyes some good moments, Allah. To let these years, some good days, O Allah. Bring respect in this ummah. Allah, guide the youth of this ummah. Drugs has paralyzed us, Allah. Marriages have broken up. Homes are shattered. Allah, fraudulent deals has paralyzed us, Allah. Haram muscles are going in our bellies, Allah. What haram, we going to Mubarak lands, Allah. That is why our du'as are rejected. Allah, put muhabbat in this ummah. Allah, make us a means of uniting the ummah and save us from disuniting the ummah, O Allah. O Allah, the istima that is to take place, put great success in it, Allah. O Allah, let it be a means of hidayat for the entire ummah, for this province, this country, and the entire ummah, O Allah. We ask from you all the good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked. And we ask thy divine protection against all the ills and the vices against which Nabi alayhi salam had asked protection. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.